Good afternoon, everyone. We're so happy you're with us on Local Matters for this Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church, and we are glad you're here. And Pastor Ron, good to see you again.
Good afternoon, Dwight. It's always a joy to get with you here on Friday afternoons and do these programs. We just enjoy preaching the Word, man.
And we do. It gets us all stirred up, doesn't it?
It does.
And we pray and believe. Well, first of all, we're thankful to StoneCom for making this possible.
Yes.
And we just pray and believe that it's making a difference in the lives of the people that are listening to us. Right now, our audience.
Yes.
I'm excited about today's topic because, this is something that all of us have a vision for and want to do. We want to, you know, as we go through life, we kind of want to move from where we are to another place. We want to increase. We want to prosper. We want to, you know, and physically and family and a job and financially and that sort of thing. And the Bible is pretty specific about how to do that.
Yes.
Just like so many other issues of life, it is about going to heaven when you die, and that's wonderful. That's certainly eternal icing on the cake. But the Bible gives a specific direction in terms of how to live today. So what I'd like for us to do, if we could, let's talk about that. How to increase in your life. How do we live a life of increase? And I guess that starts where, I guess, to define the term. When we're talking about increase as it relates to the Scriptures, to the Bible, what are we talking about?
You know, Dwight, when we think about increase, I think as Cookvillians, Upper Cumberland people, just look around at this region, and we can see choices, decisions. I can remember in 1968, I think it was, when City Lake dried up, the city was out of water, but boy, you talk about some wise decisions and leaders made to dig that water line all the way to Center Hill, and
yeah.
What's that been, 40, almost, over
oh,
40
yeah.
years ago.
Well, over 40, yeah.
And now look at where we are as just out of a wise decision to sow into, even though I can't imagine the cost of that project, but, you know, just think about the vision that the leaders had at that point to do something to sow into this community, and the result of that in regard to industry, business, an increase coming to this community.
Well, that's a great example.
You know, because of someone being willing to sow their time, being willing to sow their faith, being willing to, and Dwight, when I'm talking about increase, it's not just, you know, when we talk about this increase, we're not just talking about something materialistic, even though it is materialistic. You know, we have to watch that. But God is the God of all increase. The Scripture says He's the God of all increase. And there's no doubt that He wants us to increase. But I think, you know, Dwight, when we look around us here in this Upper Cumberland, Highland Rim area, we have to realize we have experienced increase. A lot of people may not know how that came about,
yeah,
or
really
may not know the details of it. But when you look around, you can see an example of growth in this region. Even I've noticed, even in some of the hardest financial times the nation has had, Cookeville in the Upper Cumberland region has prospered. I mean, really, we have prospered, and we've increased in new buildings, new growth, new people moving here all the time. And when we talk about increase, that's what I'm referring to. I'm talking about having a life of prosperity, having a life of peace, having a life that you realize that God is desiring to increase you and to live in peace in your life.
You know, I've had a conversation with the fellow who was mayor when that water decision happened. His name is Bobby Davis, and he was mayor, and his wife Jean Davis was also mayor.
Yes,
and he talked about that decision. They just put a few years before a lot of money into the old system, but they got some numbers on projected growth, and they said, "My goodness, this is not going to do." So they took a lot of heat, took a lot of criticism for that step, but they did. They sowed that, and it increased. And the same thing's true for Tennessee Tech University
here.
I mean, it started as a thing called Dixie College.
Yes.
It was like less than 100 students, and it really wasn't even a college. It was mostly for high school students, and it was to train primarily Church of Christ ministers. Well, today, it is a university, well-known all over the country, particularly for their engineers and business people, for Of 11,000-12,000 people, maybe more than that.
Yes.
We look at Cooper Regional Medical Center.
Yes.
It was started at a little house that a doctor said, we need a little hospital here. And so he had two or three nurses and maybe a room for 7 or 8, 10 patients, something like that. But today we've got Cooper Regional Medical Center with 150 doctors in the community. They employ 2,000 people. But it's exactly what, that's the kind of increase we're talking about. So it starts with, and you touched on this, and I want you to elaborate on it if you could. It is how to increase in your life starts with a principle God put into the earth called, I call the law of reciprocity. It starts with reaping what we sow.
Yes.
Reaping what we sow. Talk about that,
Pastor. We always hear that, in a negative way. It's like you're going to reap what you sow. Well, there's a truth to that. But that is so shallow when it comes to the increase of God. You think about what our community, our nation, as people, what we have sown into increase, into productivity, into serving other nations, helping other people, feeding the poor, and when we think about that, when we look around, we have to realize this law of reciprocity, this law of increase, is what's working. It's what's working in our region. It's what we want to do. We want to bring this to a personal level. We want to get this working in our lives. And Dwight, I tell you what, if there's ever any truth that Galatians, I think it's 6:9, says that God is not mocked, that a man sows what he reaps. Well, that works as much in the positive as it does in the negative. And we want to realize, how are we sowing? You can even talk about this in regard to your children's lives. Sowing words that causes them to have a positive self-image is going to bring increase to them. I tell people, don't curse your children. You hear people say this all the time. Well, they're just growing like a weed. You have to pull up weeds. You have to chop out weeds. But see, people don't realize when you say things in front of your children or say things to your children, you are sowing into them. That doesn't mean you don't ever deal with anything negative. It just means you are doing it always from a way that will cause a positive influence on that child's life. And it's true with everything. Jesus said, Dwight, if you don't understand this principle, you cannot understand anything about the kingdom of God. If you can't understand the principle of increase,
sowing and reaping,
you won't understand anything about the kingdom of God.
Yeah, and it is a principle. By the way, we're glad you're with us this afternoon. This is Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're talking about how to increase in your life. And the first point we're making is, you reap what you sow.
Yes.
That's not something that man came up with.
No.
I mean, that is a law that God, a principle of truth that God put it in the earth. I mean, it's true on every level. If we put tomato plants in the ground, we're going to get tomatoes.
Yes.
If we put corn seed in the ground, we're going to get corn. So whatever we're sowing with our lives, with our example, with our word, with our money, with how we, our influence and our impact, that's going to come, we're going to sow. So, you mentioned it, we hear it a lot in the negative, but it's true in the positive.
I mean,
you're going to, you sow well, you're going to reap well.
Yeah. You know, Dwight, that's what's so, I see such a danger with maybe the way our culture is headed, that people are wanting the crops that other people have sowed. It's like once you take the responsibility to really say, I'm going to take responsibility for my own life to increase and prosper, and I'm going to include God into this. Man, you're talking about the wisdom and the life and the light. And really, Dwight, there are a lot of people that will prosper maybe materially, but there's such a huge difference. There's a scripture, I think it's Proverbs 10:22, that says, the Lord makes one rich, but he doesn't add sorrow to it.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people can prosper materially, and God's not opposed to people prospering materially, but you don't only want to prosper materially, you want to prosper holistically in every area of life, financially, socially, mentally, physically, psychologically, every way in your life. You want to increase and prosper and grow in those areas.
So what we have to ask ourselves, Pastor Ron, you and me and the members of this audience is, what are we sowing?
Yes.
What are we sowing with our words? What are we sowing with our habits? What are we sowing with our money? What are we sowing with our work ethic? What are we sowing with our influence and impact on people? What are we sowing?
Mm-hmm.
What difference, what are we sowing in terms of taking care of our bodies?
Yes.
All those kind of things come into play. We get instruction on the Word of God about all those things. But the question we have to answer individually is, what are we sowing? Yeah. Because we're going to reap that.
You know, Dwight, I heard my mother-in-law, which she's gone on to be with the Lord, but she was such a wise woman. And I was at her home. She lived in New Jersey, and they had a large group of friends, and one of their friends called her one morning. I was sitting there drinking coffee, and I could almost hear the lady talking through the phone, and she was telling my mother-in-law that some of their one of their friends had died. And so I feared my mother-in-law would say, "Oh, I'm sorry, you know, I'm going to be praying for your family, whatever." But you know what? The thing she said is, she said it just so boldly and plainly. She said, "You cannot abuse your body forever and get away with it."
Sowing.
It's sowing. What she was saying is the principle of sowing and reaping is what's working in our lives. And the Lord has given us really good principles, Dwight, of how to use the principle of sowing and reaping to increase. But we have to watch, like you said earlier, what are we planting? What are we putting in the ground? Are we putting in the ground through our words good things, through our actions good things? What are we sowing?
Yeah, what are we sowing? The second point we want to make as it relates to how to increase your life is we have to learn something about planting.
Yes.
And then watering.
Yes.
How do we water?
Well,
how do we plant and water?
You know, Dwight, the scripture says that we water, and this is why it's so important to be connected to a local church. It's why it's so important to accept Christ. And, you know, if you've never accepted Christ, it's real simple to do. He's waiting. He's ready. He's just willing for you to have a willing heart. And maybe you're not willing today, but say, "Lord, make me willing to be willing." You know, but it's just simply to confess Jesus with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead. But, you know, Dwight, the scripture says that if we want to increase, we have to water the words that's been sown. We have to water what we've sown. You know, it's just a farmer is not going to go out and look at a big 20-acre field and say, "You know, I can't figure out why I didn't get any corn," you know, when he didn't sow any corn. He realizes it's going to take planting that corn. It's going to take the water coming from heaven to plant that, to water that corn, and the sun shining on it. There's a lot of factors involved. And, you know, Dwight, that's why it's so dangerous, these get-rich-quick schemes and all this stuff where, you know, you're going to do something real quickly. It takes line upon line, precept upon precept. It takes time for increase to come.
You know, we're glad you're with us today on Local Matters. Pastor Ron Allen with Living Hope Church. I'm Dwight Henry, your host. We're talking about how to increase in your life, and we'll be back with more in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Today, we're talking about how to increase in your life. And we've looked at a specific, first of all, we established, Pastor Ron, that, you know, God wants us to increase.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he wants us to increase in every part, spirit, soul, and body. He's got nothing wrong. He wants to bless his children on every area of their life. He wants us to prosper in our mind, our will and emotions, our body, our socially, financially. God wants us to move forward. He wants us to move ahead. And we've talked about a couple of things as it relates to that in the first segment of the show, that we reap what we sow. In other words, God put into the earth the law of reciprocity, which basically said we're going to reap what we sow.
Yes.
And we can sow well and reap well, or sow badly and reap badly. And then the second point we were talking about is we have to learn to plant and water. And you touched on something there toward the end is that, you know, this planting and watering, for, I mean, you know, it's not, it's you know, we're not going to put a tomato plant in the ground and go out the next day and say, I don't understand why there's no tomatoes here.
Exactly.
But God's faithfulness over time typically is how he causes us to increase.
And why, you know, how many times do you think in life people have destroyed their increase because they've done that very thing?
Yeah.
They've dug up their seed. They haven't been patient. They haven't trusted God. They've given up hope. And, you know, we're just here to encourage you today. You know, we know our country's going through some trying times. We've been through some trying times this year. But we want to encourage you. Don't give up hope. Don't pull up your plants. Don't pull up your seeds, because God is still God. And, you know, like when we think about this, God is really the only being that can bring the increase.
God gives the increase.
God gives the increase. And what we have to do is we want to be at a place in our lives to trust him. Just to, you know, as my friend says, here's a thought. You know, you might want to just trust God, because he's the one that desires that increase. But Dwight, I think where we really mess it up is James makes a statement in the book of James, chapter 1. He says, let patience have her perfect work, that you may be entire, wanting nothing. And where we miss it is not being patient to let the tomato plant grow, as we use that as an analogy, not being patient to let the garden grow, not being patient to realize we have to pull the weeds out, we have to get the attitudes changed, we have to get our thoughts in line, our words in line with that harvest, we have to get everything lined up. It's not just throw a seed out. Jesus said a man can sow a seed, and some of it might come up, but it has no, when it has no earth and no tender heart and no soil that it can come up in, it withers away.
Yeah.
And that's what happens with a lot of people's increase. And what they do is they end up blaming God, when really God is the one that put the principle in place that he's trying to get us to obey. So
yeah,
we need to not blame him, but find out, wait just a minute, Lord, where did I miss this principle?
And you know, the thing, and one thing that I'm realizing the longer I live and the older I get is, you're right, Pastor Ron. Life is, God's word never changes.
No.
His promises are yes and amen. You know, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. His promises are true for now. They're true for eternity. And so what we have to learn more and more about in our heart, maybe we'll talk about that more, life is about learning to trust the God who's declared himself to be our you know, reward, to go before us, to be behind us, to be our covering, to be our righteousness,
yes,
to be a provider, to be our healer, to be our shepherd. Life is learning, you know, to trust him.
Yes.
Trust him, Lord, with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your paths.
I think that's the key, Dwight, acknowledging him and lean not to our own understanding, because when we start leaning to our own understanding, we are going to be the ones that will pull up the seed.
Yeah.
Because we try to figure things out instead of just entering into rest and patience and saying, Lord, I may not understand how this is going to work out, but I trust you. I've sown the seed. I've spoken the word. I've prayed and believed you. I've trusted in you. And now that I've done that, Lord, I'm expecting the harvest. I am looking for the harvest, because every farmer, every person that sows a seed, every person that plants a garden, they expect a harvest. And Dwight, I've never seen people that are so weird in some Christian circles that says it's not godly to expect a harvest. Well, every person receives a harvest. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow is what you'll reap. There's a harvest that's coming. And so we want to be people that are sowing good seeds, speaking good words, believing good things, doing good deeds. We want to be people that are blessing other people. You know, I had someone the other day complaining to me about being old, and I thought, man, don't sit around here and complain about being old. Get out and start serving somebody. Even if you can't get out, call some people on the phone and encourage them. Read your Bible. Pray for people. You know, there's things you can do that are continually sowing in your life, so that there's always, and Dwight, I believe this is what God wants. There's a scripture in Ecclesiastes that says, cast your bread upon the waters, and soon it will come back on every wave.
Wow.
Every wave.
Come
think
back.
On every wave.
Yeah.
And when you think about continually sowing, you have to think about continually reaping and not be ashamed of that.
We're so glad you're with us this afternoon. This is Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Today, we're talking about how to increase in your life. And this law of increase was put in the earth by God, the law of reciprocity. And the things we've talked about and covered so far is you do reap what you sow. You have to learn something about learning to plant and water. And then ultimately, you know, by following God's pattern and God's promises and truth and principles, the increase does come from God. And you touched something, Pastor Ron, a while ago. I want to come back to you a little bit. The matter of patience.
Yes.
You know, what is that? You know, patience. We've got this idea about patience in our culture, in our world. But as I understand, as I look at the scripture, patience in the Bible, you know, that's not how we typically define it. But patience is that force, that power. At least, and I'd love to get your thoughts about this, that during those times when we're believing God, we've got that tomato plant in the ground, but we don't see tomatoes yet. We're following those principles. We're following those truths. You know, it's the power of patience that keeps us level,
yes.
That keeps us steady, that keeps us off that emotional, you know, roller coaster that brings worry and stress and anxiety. You know, we exercise patience. You talked about that too. By faith and patience,
we inherit the promises. And you know, Dwight, patience is not putting up with. A lot of people think patience is just putting up with something. No, it's not. The force of patience is the power twin with faith. Through faith and patience, we inherit the promises. Patience is a force, right? It's a spiritual force that gives you the resolve and the rest, not to just put up with somebody, but patience is where you are standing on the word of God while the promise comes about because you're having more confidence in the promise than you are your circumstances. Now, long-suffering is putting up with people, but people get patience and long-suffering mixed up all the time. And so we want to be people of patience that through faith, believing the word of God, and patience where we are resting in him as the promise is being fulfilled, even though the circumstances may look contrary, we can stand in patience and watch. You know, Dwight, when we think about that water line, which we opened up with, you know, when you think about they made that decision, the city council made that decision to go all the way to Center Hill to get water.
Well, from City Lake, which is a long way.
Yeah, you think about what time had to go by and them thinking, is this lake going to dry up again? What's going to happen? You know, what did they have to do? They had to control those emotions because they believed in the act that they were doing was the right thing from God, literally. So when we think about patience, we have to realize it's a process of learning to rest, control your emotions, let God be God, trust him, wait upon him. It's not just putting up, well, I'm just going to put up with this. You know, if you've got that attitude, you're digging up your seed. We want to be people that are resting in patience because Hebrews, the book of Hebrews tells us, that Hebrews 6, I believe it is, it says, through faith and patience, we inherit the promises of God, or we will increase.
I remember, and patience does its best work during what I like to call the blackout period.
Oh, man.
I was fascinated as a young boy with the astronauts, the Mercury astronauts, the Gemini astronauts, the Apollo astronauts, and they'd shoot that, you know, that up into space, and there was always a period of time when they couldn't communicate with them. I mean, they communicate with them, but they get to a point where they could no longer communicate. And then usually after, I don't know, it seemed like 10 hours to me, but probably in 15 or 20 minutes, they could communicate. It was that blackout period where they couldn't see them, they couldn't communicate. They hoped they were still on the path, they believed that. Well, we have those blackout periods, and the analogy that we've used, the blackout period is the time you put that tomato plant in the ground, you know, and there's tomatoes not coming up. But what patience does, I heard a person teach it this way one time, it does its best work from the time you say amen, you trust God, you pray about it, you say amen, and then you say there it is.
Hallelujah.
So between the amen and the there it is, that's when that power of patience that keeps us level, that keeps us steady, that keeps us trusting God, that's when it comes into play. And the Bible says we have that.
Yes.
That's a part of a recreated spirit.
It's been given to us, Dwight, and developing that is very simple. You know, if you think about a woman with child, they know the baby's in there.
Yeah.
They can see the belly growing, but the baby's not there yet.
Yeah.
You know, the baby's not there yet. And then you find, you know, as you get closer to that time of delivering that baby, man, the circumstance, oh gosh, we want this baby out. We want it to come. We want it to come. But, you know, that's the same way it is with the promises of God. The baby is brought forth through faith, which is the masculine gender, and patience, which is the feminine gender in the Greek language. And so when we exercise faith and we exercise patience, faith and patience coming together, they bring forth the baby.
They bring forth the increase,
Dwight, and that's where we want to really grow in and learn in. And Dwight, you know, the only way you can do that really is by staying in the Word of God, getting a good local church, connecting with a group of people that believe God. You know, just staying in fellowship with the Father is the only way that we can come to that place where we can exercise patience.
Well, it's been good.
Well, man, this has gone by quick, Dwight.
We have talked about today how to increase in your life, and we are so happy that you could be with us. Pastor Ron, thank you, sir. Always enjoy it.
My pleasure.
Invite you to join us next time, next Friday afternoon, for Local Matters.